Fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Updated team scores from David Wormand. What have we got, David?
All right. In eighth place is Riverdale with 121.5. Seventh place, Dodgeville, 122. Sixth place, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern at 130. Darlington Blackhawk is in fifth place with 145.5. Fourth place, Fenimore, 193. Third place, Mineral Point with 207. Second place is Perdicine with 215.5. And first place, Iowa Grand Highland, 246.5.
Thank you very much. That brings us up to date as we enter the 126-pound placement matches, where a pin is forthcoming on the third place, Matt. Will they get it? No. We'll see the second period. That's Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland giving up near fall points to Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. And Hurd is out to a 5-0 lead in the battle for third place. Cole Potts of Mineral Point involved in the seventh place match, but our eyes will be focused on the championship bout. That's Ethan Aird. Did I say that correctly?
You did, because it's not Aird.
It's not. It is Aird to say that incorrectly. And if we say it wrong, we erred in saying Ethan Aird.
Well, if we say it wrong, we got three ladies right here going to let us know.
His opponent is Brody Meese of Riverdale. What's happening, David?
All right, Ethan's out to a 6-2 lead here with 10 seconds to go in the first period over Brody Meese of Riverdale. Ethan, a senior with a record of 30-2. Brody, a sophomore with a record of 27-6. It's a 126-pound championship match. At the end of the period, it is 6-2. So if he's going to be Brody, for the second period, he will go down. And Ethan's going to put him on his feet, given the escape. 6-3 now. Ethan dives in 3 seconds. He's in on a deep single leg, high in the air. He makes Brody lose his balance. Brody reaches down, grabs the ankle, hangs on, and fights that takedown. But looking like Ethan's going to maybe cut the corner there, but he hasn't. Nope, there he does, give him the takedown as he covers the hips and reaches through. Brody has still got that one leg, but he's going to end up losing it here as Ethan is able to work in, get an arm bar. Brody keeps his base there. Now he flattens out as Ethan is reaching for a good old arm bar and a wrist. Good hip pressure. Looks like he may cut him loose, but then he covers back up. 1 minute into the second period, 8-3 lead for Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawks. And now he's going to cut him loose, and Brody's going to get the escape. and then going to go off the edge of the mat. Ethan was a state runner-up last spring as a junior, has only two losses this year. One of those was to Charlie Might of Dodgeville in the Badger State. And Charlie wrenched his neck, according to Coach Lord, and because of that, wasn't able to compete in the Bi-State.
Yep.
Good action there by both wrestlers, but it looks like Ethan's down on a single leg again. Down on the knee, up on his feet. But Cody's doing a good job trying to counter that break, trying to break the hand control, but good strong hands there for Ethan. They go down to the mat, but still no takedown awarded. Cody continues the battle, keeps his balance, and Ethan worked hard to get that leg high in the air. He's down on a knee. Good pressure there on the head of Ethan. Now Ethan gets it down to the mat. Still got the wizard in there, is Brody. Ethan comes around. Now he's trying to step across both legs. Time and no takedown. Good battle there by both wrestlers.
Yeah.
Good job on Brody Meese to fight that, and Ethan kept battling for it. Didn't get it. At the end of two, it's 8-4. Starts the third period here with Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawks going down. Brody Meese, Riverdale Chieftain, he'll take the top position. He'll cover the left side. Off the whistle, Ethan comes up to his feet. Keeps the hips away. Trying to break that hand control, but there he turns back to the mat with Brody in control. Right at the edge of the mat, right in front of the coaching staff of Darlington Blackhawks. And we're going to have a stalemate go back to center. Okay, center, 1:46 on the clock. Stand-up attempt there by Aird as Brody takes him back to the mat, working that wrist, crossbody. Drops down to a double leg, trying to keep control. He's not able to keep much control and keep Ethan down on the mat as Ethan pops back up to his feet quickly. He reaches through the leg. He's looking for a roll. He's got the arm hook. Oh, let go of it. Works back to his feet. Tripod's up. But he just can't keep his hips down on the mat as Ethan does a great job coming into his feet. Near the edge of the mat, looking for a stalemate. There it is. 1:05 to go on the mat. Back to center. Ethan will take the bottom. Oh, all right. So Brody's going to give him the escape. Couldn't keep him on the mat. He's got to try to take him down, put him on his back. Down by five now. Attempt there for Ethan. Drops down on a single leg, trying to come around the waist. Does. Crawls up. He's going to get two. Up 11-7 now. Oh, excuse me, 11-4 with a seven-point lead. 40 seconds to go on the mat. Ethan is in control on the top. As Brody Meese, sophomore, works to his base. Ethan breaks him right back down, flattens him out, got the arm bar and a wrist underneath. Brody works to his feet there, breaks that lock, tries to switch, can't get it. Ethan covers. Ethan is in control here in the closing second.
Mm-hmm.
He can end up Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawks with 11-4 victory. As he defeats Cody Meese, the sophomore from Riverdale.
Congratulations to Ethan Aird and his adoring fans around us. Conference runner-up for the second year in a row, Brody Meese. Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien takes third, 11-0. Over Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, who is fourth. Damon Crapp of Lancaster wins the fifth place match by Tech Fall, 16-0. And moments ago, it was Dalton Leffler of Fenimore with a 10-6 win over Cole Potts, the freshman of Mineral Point, who finishes in eighth place. Champion Charlie Might receiving the accolades he deserves as he climbs to the top of the podium. And we'll set the stage. We'll keep it here for this one. at 132. Actually, only had three wrestlers from our immediate area in this weight class: Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Iowa Grand Highland. And they will be three of the top four wrestlers in this class. Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville goes for third place against Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien. And the championship bout is between a pair of reigning conference champs, Hunter Stevens, a sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland, and two-time champion Rowan Carey, a junior from Mineral Point.
It should be a good match here. Two good wrestlers, 24-3 record for Rowan Carey and 33-1 for Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand. Guys are on their feet as Hunter dives in. He's got a single leg, trying to score at the edge of the mat, and he does get the takedown as he controls the hips, keeps his feet unbound, still in control. Rowan tries to face and put a whizzer in, but still got the hips covered. And now we got it off the edge, and we'll go back to center. So initial takedown there on behalf of Hunter Stevens, Iowa Grand Highland. Rowan Carey, number one seed. Hunter, the number two seed. Rowan started the bye as number, or the day as the number one seed with a bye. He does get to escape there. 57-second pin over Beth from Lancaster. A 5-0 win over Johnson from Dodgeville to get him into the championship match. Hunter Stevens, the number two seed, gets a bye the first round. 3-minute, 54-second pin over Shep of Fenimore, and a 4-1 victory over Drake Ingham and Freddie Keene. That sees the way of these two here in the championship match with another takedown for Hunter. 4-1 now, 30 seconds to go in this first period. Tough programs, traditionally tough wrestlers, and we see it right here with a 4-1 lead for Hunter Stevens. As he's got a half and a wrist, trying to roll it under, does not get it. Hunter comes back up as Rowan tries to Granby out of it. Good action. Now Hunter's got a cradle locked up. Almost had himself on his back, but the clock's going to run out with a 4-1 lead here in the end of one. So Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland. Rowan's going to defer to Hunter. Hunter's going to go neutral with. Why not? He scored two takedowns in the first period. Guys, good action in the middle. Rowan not afraid to go a little upper body as he works in underneath a double underhook as they go off the edge of the mat. Oh, we're going to have a caution against Rowan. False start. Head tie there. Good head control for Hunter as Rowan's trying to get underneath those arms with that underhook. He's not afraid to be there, but I don't know that Hunter is either. He's got both arms locked up. Trying to step through, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Good action here at 132 pounds. There's a good heel pick there for Hunter, but Rowan is able to run away and get off, slowly off the edge of the mat. Back to center, 1:18 on the clock. Rowan tried to do a drag-by, and he drugged Hunter right into a double-leg takedown, got two more, so 6-1 lead now for Hunter Stevens. Good takedown match for him to this point. Got Rowan carrying flattened out. Rowan's just not able to get his hips up off the mat. Hunter's got good pressure on the hip, working those wrists underneath. But we're going to get a stalling on Hunter riding parallel. He's got to get up off those hips, I believe is the call. Well, I know it's stalling, but that's probably the official's reasoning. Riding parallel on the hips, not off to the side. Gives way to Rowan back to the referee's position, better position here. Fletcher picks the ankle and puts it up against his hip. Got Hunter. Good scramble here. Good flurry. But Hunter comes out on top with an arm bar. Coach Ryan Allen's looking for some possible near fall, but nothing was there. And he's got a deep arm bar trying to reach that far wrist. Got to remember now, he's in good position here because he's working for a pinning combination. But he has. Oh, there he slips into half. Rolls through. He's on all four, but he's got his head wrenched underneath there. Trying to come out, and Hunter's going to hold off for the period, which he does. 6-1 going into the third period. It's going to be Hunter's choice. All right, backed up here. It's going to be Rowan's choice. Riley had that wrong for a second. So Mineral Point's going to take bottom. Off the left of Rowan tries to stand up, but right to the ankle goes Hunter. Gets those hips broke down, flattened out, slides that arm bar in again. You see it coming. He's trying to reach that wrist. He doesn't get it. He's going right back to the half, but he's got the wrist this time. Rowan keeps that arm stretched out there. Jumps over something. Side to side, trying to create something there as Hunter. Now Rowan is able to scoot the hips out, clears, faces him on his feet. 1 point escape, 6-3 now. 6-2. 4 point lead, 1:18 on the clock here for Hunter Stevens, Iowa Grand Highland. Senior at 132 pounds. Continues to be active with a 4 point lead.
At the Bi-State, Cary defeated Stevens in the semifinals 3-2 and went on to win the championship by that same score.
Huh. Maybe a little revenge here. Rowan's trying to do a little more upper body now. He knows he's running out of time. But Hunter's doing a good job staying in close. Scoring takedown. Not sitting back with a four-point lead. He's being aggressive. He's got to be careful here because Rowan definitely can wrestle the upper body. He can throw somebody. He's attempting here, but the move is slipping away on him, and they're going to have a stalemate with a wizard hooked in by Hunter. A headgear issue here for Rowan. He's got to get straightened around.
Third place match ends with a 7-0 win for Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien over Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, who finishes in fourth place. You remember the championship matches at 132 pounds, the placement matches. This is at 132, remember, at the Bi-State. First, third, and fifth all ended with the same score, 3-2. At 132 pounds. Yep. All at the same time.
Yeah. Only you would figure that out. Now Hunter's down on a good deep single leg again. Knee up in the air. Rowan's doing a good job of blocking it. 18 seconds here. He's just trying not to give up anymore. Tried a big throw there, but he loses it. Hunter's going to get a takedown. And he's going to have an 8-2 victory over Rowan Cary, the junior from Mineral Point. The winner is Hunter Stevens, who's a sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland.
Great match. Rowan Cary, a two-time champion, is defeated by Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, who is now a two-time conference champion. Well, let's take a break. We'll be back with more from the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash in Mineral Point. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents. Support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Place winners from the area at 132 pounds here at the Clash. In fourth place from Dodgeville, Nathan Johnson. The conference runner-up from Mineral Point, Rowan Carey. And the champion from Iowa Grant Highland, winning his second conference title, sophomore Hunter Stevens. Let's move to 138. Involved in placement matches from the area, going for eighth place are Quentin Kite of Mineral Point against Braden Husum of Dodgeville. In the third place match, Mason Schulte of River Valley is taking on Sean Duffy of Riverdale. And for the championship, Elliot Fiba of Iowa Grant Highland against Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatfield.
I don't know that seventh place match if they're not wrestling that down there, because we certainly didn't miss it already.
And they've already bumped up the scoreboard to 144.
Yep. Yep.
We should find out shortly. But it looks like Elliot Biba is the man of the hour here at 138.
Yeah, he's in control at 12-5 lead here. 1 second to go in the first period. So he is scoring points right and left. John Duffy, Mason Schulte sees a 2-0 lead for Duffy in our third place match. So we'll stick with our championship match here with a 12-5 lead for Elliot Biba.
That's all in the first period.
That's all in the first period. He's going to get two. Oh, still neutral. Okay. Two red. There we go. 14-5. 12 seconds into the second period, he's got two takedowns.
Wasn't Elliot the most valuable wrestler at the Richland Invitational? I think he was. And he followed that up with a bi-state championship, beating Preston Cradiville of Holman 8-3 in the championship match there. So what a season it's been for Elliot Biba, unbeaten, now at 24-0.
Right. 24-0. I don't know if he was injured early in the year compared to Weigel, who's got, 41 matches,
yeah.
34-7.
He must have been. I remember he had special consideration in the coaches' meeting at the Richland Invitational because he only had three matches under his belt.
Well, I think he probably deserves a higher seed than that.
He's got the reputation.
And he hasn't lost all year.
No. With a 16-6 lead right now, midway through the second period as he gives up the escape. John Duffy still is a 2-0 lead over Mason Schulte of River Valley. Okay, so off, they work back to the center in their championship match, 138 pounds. Nice duck under there for Viva, and he gets that takedown again. I believe all his points have been takedowns also. With an 18-7 lead. Weigel from Belmont Flatville is no slouch as a sophomore. He's 34-7.
He went to state as a freshman.
Yeah. Now he's working that underhook again. Nice duck under. Man, he's so smooth. Smooth and smooth. Up now by 12 with 25 seconds to go, 20-8. Dylan is doing whatever he can just to stay off his back. Hunter digs, Elliot digs out an armbar. And 1 second, he says, I got no time. I'll just sit here as the clock runs out.
Let's take a quick peek, and we see a 4-0 lead continues for Sean Duffy of Riverdale. This is for third place as he wrestles Mason Schulte of River Valley. Duffy is a senior. Great year for him. Schulte, a sophomore, coming along behind his brother Trey, who graduated a year ago and has had a good season for River Valley as well. But having trouble with Sean Duffy, finally gets on the board. Earns an escape with 28 seconds left. It's now a 4-1 match there.
Well, Elliott gets another takedown. It's just a simple little duck under. Up 22-9, gives up the escape, 22-10. 12-point lead. And there we go, 22-10. Brian McGuire didn't think the scoreboard was right either.
To watch these officials know what they're doing out
there. Yeah.
They are aware.
Elliot just attacking the head is warning against Weigel. Weigel is just trying to stay out of it, maybe not get tech balled. Looks like Sean Duffy gets a win.
Third place to Duffy, fourth to Schulte.
And that 14-point lead, 24-10, gives up the escape, 24-11. And 1 minute to go, and I won't be surprised if he scores another takedown.
I'll tell you what, we've seen some pretty good wrestlers. Ethan Adey of Richland Center, now Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, just dominated by takedowns.
Yeah.
Hakan Peterson, and now Elliot Biba, and another tech fall. This one goes to Biba. 26-11. Place winners at 138. Did we figure out what happened in that seventh place match?
No, I did not.
Kite and Houston. The match did not take place. So we don't know who the seventh place finisher is, at least not yet. Elliot Viva of Iowa Grand Highland, the champion at 138 pounds. Runner, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Third to Sean Duffy of Riverdale. Fourth to Mason Schulte of River Valley. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment as we move into the 144-pound weight class for the first time ever here in the conference tournament level, because this is the first year of the 144-pound weight class. Back in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day 2024 with actual inventory and a huge sale now through Tuesday the 6th. We've got almost 40 Silverados, half tons and heavy duties, or Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax here. Over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, it's Groundhog Day. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, together let's drive.
Find your dinner inspiration at the Richland Locker. Right now get boneless, skinless chicken breast $2.48 per pound. Four marinade breasts with flavors of kickin' chicken, mesquite barbecue, garlic parmesan, and lemon pepper for only $2.98 per pound. And don't forget all the winter favorites including beef stew meat and stuffed pork chops. Taste the difference for yourself. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center. Your local meat market since 1939.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Apparently the winner of that seventh place match that did not happen by medical forfeit, Braden Husum of Dodgeville over Quinton Kites of Mineral Point. We're up to 144 pounds, David. One match has already been completed. Brock Hinderman, a freshman from Iowa Grand Highland, pins his way to third place over Mason Ulrich of Belmont Platteville. Freshman Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point is in the fifth place match. Junior Chase McGuire of Riverdale wrestling for seventh. But on the championship match, it looks like Owen Sethruth of Darlington Blackhawk and Ian Krapp of Fenimore, the top two seeds, are going at it. Sethruth unbeaten at 35-0. Ian Krapp, a high place winner at last year's state tournament. And right now it is a 1-0 lead for Sethruth, if I'm reading that scoreboard correctly.
No. 1-0 is Green.
Then I'm reading
Fenimore,
it incorrectly.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Thank you.
1-0 for Krapp then. And Sethruth's got a single leg up in the air here 1 minute into the second period.
Again, these two schools did not wrestle in a dual meet this year in the SWAL. That 1-0 lead is holding up, and an out-of-bounds call stops the action with 49 seconds in the second period. The last we knew, Iowa Grand Highland had a 31-point lead over Prairie du Chien and was ahead of Fenimore by 50. And since then, Iowa Grand Highland has won two titles behind Hunter Stevens and Elliot Biba, and then they just added a third-place victory from Brock Hinderman. So things are looking good at this point for Iowa Grand Highland. We'll see how things finish up. As Ian Krapp is very close to getting a takedown, but out of bounds they go.
Discussion out there. I didn't see what happened, but the official...
Well, there's a takedown attempt at the out-of-bounds mark by Krapp of Fenimore, and one official warned Sethruth for stalling, but Fenimore coaches wanted more. They wanted a takedown attempt or a penalty point or something. 1-0 it stands with 26 seconds left. Working takedowns, Ian Krapp of Fenimore with a 1-0 lead, Owen Sethruth. Both these boys placed pretty highly at the state tournament last year. And there are 10 seconds to go. Sethruth looks to get on the board. Krapp hopes to expand a 1-point lead, but the second period will come to a close.
Yeah, Owen was a third-place finisher last year at state.
And Ian?
I got to find him up here. Second place.
Okay, yep. Same weight class or no?
132? No, Owen was at 138.
Okay. Third period now, Owen Seferud is in the down position, trap controlling with a 1-0 lead. Looks like the match involving Riverdale's Chase McGuire is paused for an injury time right now. And the other match, fifth place match, was David, maybe you can track down some scores, and I'll finish this one out and give your vocal cords a break. 1-0. Score continues. Ian Kraft has been able to control Owen Seferud to this point as the Darlington Blackhawk coaches scratch their head and try and solve this mystery, and the Fenimore coaches on the far side aren't happy again about something. 1-0, out of bounds call with 1:17. Seferud tries a roll through, doesn't work. Ian Krapp controls. Damon Krapp has already placed in this tournament for Lancaster. This is Ian wrestling for Fenimore as we approach the 1-minute mark. Seferud doing his best to get to his feet, but at this point unable to do so. Ian Krapp controlling the deep waist. Seferud now able to get up to one foot. Krapp just brings him back down. Now to his feet, Owen Seferud tries to break the wrist lock put on by Krapp and does so. Gets the escape with 37 seconds left. And out of bounds stops the clock with 36. Now a takedown pretty much wins it, and neither boy has been able to get one to this point. 36 seconds in the match. 1-1 between Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk and Ian Kraft of Fenimore. Seferud works on the underhook, getting underneath of Kraft. Ian backing away, now breaks that hold. 25 seconds left. Adam Guthrie, one of the officials, takes a look. Kraft went for a heel pick, didn't get it. Seferud around behind him, but he hasn't been able to bring him to the mat. Right at the edge of the mat, trying to trip him, is Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk. He does, with 10 seconds left. He takes a 2-point lead, 3-1, and Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk. Actually, there's 3 seconds left on the clock, David, and Seferud is indicating he's going to let Ian Kraft go. That'll make it 3-2, and you better get out of there.
Yeah, I thought Owen was going to go off the edge of the mat and not score that takedown. Well, nice job scoring that.
Seferud lets Kraft up and turns around, does Ian Kraft, but he will fall short. 3-1. Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk wins his school's second individual title and takes the championship at 144 pounds by a score of 3-2. From the area, Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland is third. Any updates on the fifth and seventh place, Bob?
Fifth place is Dannenberg.
Okay.
Jacob Dannenberg of Menor Point gets a 9-0 lead as he defeated Pidrick from Lancaster?
Yes. And the seventh place match is just finishing now.
I believe it's 11-4 the last I looked.
And the win goes to Hurd. Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien over Chase McGuire of Riverdale, who finishes eighth. The champion at 144, Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk. The 150-pound weight class is next when our coverage continues. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday. A week from today, we'll have coverage of the Super Regionals, Division II at Richland Center, Division III here at Mineral Point. Back in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
You're wondering how local teams have fared. Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben pretty much done. Joe Bwetter will wrestle one more time here today. For Richland Center, they will not have a champion. Ethan Hady is the only one in the finals, and he played second. Cole Brenninger, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelenic, if I'm not mistaken, I need to double-check on things. But definitely Brenninger and Braden Cleffey will be involved in placement matches yet as we move into the upper weight classes. For Riverdale, they have Grant Matthews going for a championship at 285 pounds. For River Valley, they have no one in the championship matches, but some people jumping at the bit, ready to go here in the mid to upper weight, including young fella right now wrestling for third place in Wyatt Knockliner at 150. Here are the pairings, including involving area wrestlers. Going for seventh is Emmett Collins of Mineral Point, son of former Richland Center wrestler Mitt Collins, and the sister of a conference champion last night, Delia Collins. Emmett Collins is wrestling Nick Reddington of Cuba City Benton Southwestern for seventh place. Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley tangles with Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien for third. And the championship match has another Fenimore wrestler. This is Siler Zansavage, and his opponent is Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. And Zansavage has a 2-0 lead midway through period number two.
Go ahead. Fifth place is Cam Spensley of Belmont Flatville. He gets a pin in 242.
Okay.
As he defeated Brady McCartney from Lancaster.
Thank you. So far, as individual champions go, we have 3 from Dodgeville, 2 from Darlington Blackhawk, and 2 from Iowa Grand Highland. So 3 schools have been responsible for the first 7 individual championships.
Well, right now, Fenimore's got a 2-0 lead over Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Second period, nearing the end of the second period. Wyatt Knockreiner's enjoying a 3-0 lead over Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien. We're going to end the second period in our championship match. There's a little discussion there with a 1-point escape for Fenimore for Zan Davis. Ryan Allen didn't agree. So it's a 3-0 lead for Fenimore. Zan Davis is on the top, riding Imhoff. Getting a little high as Imhoff trying to come out the back a little bit. Now he sits back through. Goes back to his belly as Zan Davis He's able to regroup a little bit there. He slides his leg right back in. Two juniors out here battling at it. 25 and 11 is Bendavich, and 30 and 3 is Imhoff. As Imhoff continues to try to battle through that leg ride, rolls through. Bendavich tries to work the head. Still got a one single leg ride in. Scrapes up over the top. Works the power half. A victory there for Wyatt. Knockreiner looks like 3-2 in regulation. Good deal. So a good win for River Valley Blackhawks. 1 minute to go in the third period. Final match here. Final period of this match. 3-0 lead for Zeiler, Zandavich of Fenimore. He works that leg right with a power half still. Dyson just can't clear that leg out of there and shake him off the top. Continues to work that power half. Dyson battles and fights it off. Now it's just a half, deep half there for Seiler. And he's going to hold on, it looks like, here for a stalemate. 9 seconds to go for the 3-0 lead. Good stand-up Granby roll for Tyson. But no luck on no points. He's going to be defeated by a score of 3-0 in favor of Seiler St. David of Fenimore.
Fenimore has its first champion. Iowa Grand Highland denied. Imhoff will be runner-up at 150 pounds behind Seiler Zantsevich. The match we were waiting for down at seventh place in overtime goes to Nick Reddington of Cuba City Benton Southwestern 4-2 over freshman Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. We're going to stay here. Why don't we do a quick update, David, on how our teams have fared to this point through 150 pounds. Dodgeville has three champions, and Shane Vachon, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Mike, and a fourth place finish from Nathan Johnson. Iowa Grand Highland has a pair of champs in Hunter Stevens and Elliot Bieber. Runner Tyson Imhoff. A third place effort from Brock Hinderman. Two fourths from Jace Connor and Max Kelly, and a sixth place showing from Lucas Christensen. Mineral Point with a pair of runners-up in Mason Scullion and Rowan Carey. A third-place effort from Lennon Ewart, and fifth-place showing from Elliot Kite and Jacob Dannenberg. Richland Center with one place winner to this point. He is senior junior Ethan Hady, a runner-up at 113. Emma Hady, his sister, a senior, is seventh at 106. For River Valley, fourth place showings from both Ben Reese and Mason Schulte. And just moments ago, Wyatt Knockreiner, one notch higher than that with the third place medal. And for Riverdale, here's how things have gone so far. A runner-up showing from Brody Meese. Third place to Sean Duffy. Fourth to Terry Sage. Lakota Brewer places fifth. A seventh place showing from Jordan Bomkamp, and Chase McGuire is eighth at 144. Brings us to 157, does it not?
It does.
Well, let's see who we have going. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, a defending conference champ, was defeated in the semifinals. He wrestles for third against Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. From the area, Job Wetter of Boscobel tangles with Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center for fifth. Ty Larson of River Valley takes on Trent Culver of Mineral Point for seventh. But the championship bout features Tristan Stelt of Fenimore and the first of the Braylon, Darlington Blackhawk Goble brothers, Braylon, is out there wrestling for the championship against Tristan Stelt.
And we get a warning against Stelt there for backing out. Meanwhile, Goble gets poked in the eye, so they're doing a little pre-grouping there. 38 seconds ago in this first period, 0-0. Give an update here quick on our third place match. He's a 1-0 lead for Jackson Bussey. And Ethan Bodendine and Bill Bletter is 0-0. Ty Larson of River Valley, Trek Culver, Middle Point is 2-1 in favor of Larson.
How do you like the basketball Wazika Steuben championship whites?
Got his name on the back too. It says Bletter.
Look out.
Oh, camera guy.
Chases Bodendine into the camera pit. Working for a takedown. That match is scoreless midway through the second period.
So at the end of the first period at 157-pound championship match is 0-0. Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk is senior, 35-2. Tristan Stelt, a junior, 29-4 from Fenimore.
Championship matches to come at 165. It'll be Cade Rule of Mineral Point against Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. 175, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster and Cale Dinar of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. At 190, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk and Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. 215, Blake Deary of Prairie du Chien and Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. And at 285, Grant Matthews of Riverdale against Evan Gratz of Fenimore.
1 point escape goes to Tristan Self as he takes the lead here early in the second period, 128 on the clock. Goble is not afraid to wrestle upper body. All these Darlington Blackhawk guys are well built. They're not backing down. Works the edge of the mat. Now we're going to get a warning against Goble as he needs to circle back in. So, college, where you can wrestle the edge of the mat the whole period, you have to circle back in. I'm sure that's what Mark had told him. You got to circle, and you guys got to circle in. Ooh, there's a throw for Wetter of basketball.
But no points yet.
No points. Nope.
Still scoreless with 16 seconds in the second period. That match for third place. Or, excuse me, for fifth.
Guys both battling on their feet here. 30 seconds still in the second period. Both working their head ties. Working wrist control on their feet. Both guys have been warned for stalling. 1 point lead for Goble. There's the attempt for Stelt, but Goble, he ends up with the single leg high in the air. He's got to keep him on the mat. Stelt tries to tuck under and roll out. Still no control. And they're going to go off. Tough one there for Braylon. Got to wrestle on the edge of the mat. They go off the mat, work their way back to the center here. We got a 2-2 tie now in our Jackson Bussey match. I thought he was going to end up losing that, but come back to tie it up. Choice now is for Braylon Goble. Looks like he's going to go down with a 1-0 lead in favor of Tristan Self. Braylon pops up to his tripod, works to his feet, clears the hips, gets to one, ties it up. Now we're going to have takedown. Remember, both wrestlers have been warned for stalling. They got to wrestle in as Braylon works into the edge. Now he's got to work back in. He's got to work to the center. He can't wrestle on the edge there. Don't want to give up an easy point here. I'm sure that's what Mark Feller is telling him as Tristan forces him to wrestle the edge. Braylon works his way back to center here. Good job. And nice single leg there for Braylon. He's got to come to his feet. Don't want to sit on the mat here. Good waist control there for Tristan. Oh, Tristan tucks that ankle underneath, trying to break that hand lock. And that's a stalemate. Unfortunate for Braylon there. You got to come back to your feet when you get that single leg. Fenimore likes to wrestle down on the mat. You got to get up on your feet, get him off balance.
Quick update. Jackson Bussey is in overtime and wrestling against Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. overtime shooting for that winning takedown. And so far, boy, it's a good battle.
Oh, my Lord.
Meanwhile, Joe Bletter has a 2-0 lead over Bodendine of Richland Center with 30 seconds left in that match.
I tell you, we got good ones here at 157. So Braylon Goble's going to, well, I thought he was going to get a takedown. He had Tristan up in the air, 30 seconds to go here. He had him up in the air, but nobody scored yet. Now Braylon's got to hope for a stalemate. Hands that leg. Got a shoot out. There he does. Comes up.
Wow.
My Lord, he's good in here, I tell you, 157 pounds. Still no takedown, but he's not in, in a lot better position here. He's in behind the leg. Nope.
And the crowd and the Fenimore and the Iowa Grant coaches once Stelt hit for fleeing the mat.
Yep. Tristan jumped off the edge of the mat, but nothing was called for that, so we're going to go overtime, 1-1. And I'm not sure who ended up winning that third-place match.
That was Lentendorf for Prairie du Chien, 6-2, with a takedown and a couple of near-fall points.
Good matches here at 157.
And I did not see, oh, right at the edge of the mat. Goble almost had it again.
Nice.
And Stelt was out of bounds.
Well, nice little head snap, but off the edge of the mat. Tough call, but a good call. Goble is definitely being the aggressor here. He's in another deep single leg as Tristan's trying to wrestle some defense. Goble can get the dump here. He tried to slip into a cradle. Should have stayed with the single leg as Tristan Stelt is able to back out of that. Both guys locked up head-to-head here. Pay attention here, Goble. Working the edge, 15 seconds. Now Stelt's got the bear hug underneath, but they're going to go off. 6 seconds. Guys are wrestling tough here. Both have been warned for stalling. Two escapes, one each. We're in the first period overtime. 4 seconds on the clock. They're going to let it run out. We're going to go to the second period of overtime. We'll have the flip of the disc. If you're not watching this match in the building, you're missing something because everybody's eyes are on it. Good match, 157 pounds. Both guys are fighting through, catching their wind here, battling the whole time. As the escape goes to Tristan, we continue to wrestle even though he scored the point because we're into the second period of the overtime here. Goble's been aggressive on a single leg takedown. He's got to work back in here. He can't wrestle on the edge. Both guys are starting to wind here a little bit. You can see him taking deep breaths, slowly walking back to center. Locking up the head ties. 5 seconds into this period left. And they're going to let that clock run out. Now Goble's got a score here. Escape to tie it up. Reversal to take the lead. Mark Farrell's got a good control of this match here. We're starting this period of overtime as Goble's trying to get out. He's trying to get out and Tristan's hanging on. Draped over the side. Now Goble's up to his feet. Turn to face him. Gets the escape. Eyes in front of you here, Braylon, as he turned to look to the clock. 5 seconds, 4, 3. Oh, he tried to do a shot there. He almost got out of balance and underneath. Sudden death here. Tristan got the first point, so this is sudden death. He gets twice. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if Braylon rides him out, he'll win this match. Tristan's got to get away. Both wrestlers have been warned. Best match of the day right here, folks.
Delta State champion last year as a sophomore. Doble staying right with him. And quite possibly could or should have won the match.
Oh, he got out of position. That's the match. Tristan got the escape. Good effort. Doble got out of position, a little bit over top, lost control. The 1 point goes to Tristan Self. A great match at 157 pounds. Both wrestlers wrestled hard. A good, clean match. 3-2 victory for Tristan Self of Fenimore.
Do you have any other place winners that we can share?
I know.
Tell you what, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll have those finals for you involving Ethan Bodendine and Joe Wetter, and the one for seventh place involving Ty Larson of River Valley. Our coverage continues in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their